Hey everybody, welcome to episode 15 of Podcast Lost in Space. We're back at our normal time. I'm back in my normal room. Seneca's not, but...
I'm not, but I look all professional, so...
But yeah, yours looks more professional than my closet.
We also have the return of my stagnant image, which I love. I don't think I'm ever going to do a live recording. Mainly because on some days, it I just have total apathy towards my appearance. So it's like, it just allows me to continue to not put forth effort.
That's right.
How I look. Yeah.
Well, you know, got to keep the mystery alive, right?
Absolutely. It's just like, does he always wear hats? Like, who knows? Is that just him? Is it really Doc, or is it Dimitri Martin in disguise?
Hold on. You okay there, Alyssa?
It's cold. Dad just opened the door.
Oh.
Michelin man.
So, we're here. It's the end of the year podcast episode, which means we're going to do some obligatory end of the year stuff. But first, we'll start with the introductions, as always. Oh, we lost Seneca. All right, well, Alyssa, go. Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Alyssa. I'm little sister here. If you guys haven't heard my spiel, I do podcasts and write articles on our website. Yay, I'm possibly going to try and get an Instagram. We'll see. But
I thought that was supposed to be done by now. All right.
That was your best intro that I've heard yet. Way to go.
Yeah. All right, Doc, what's yours? What have you got for us?
For me, I am Doc. I am a podcast funny man and co-host of this one, as well as host of Podcast Lost in Games, which is something that we're trying to make more frequent on our website. I write articles usually about lifting, sometimes about video game or fan fiction theories about said things, and a lot of times I just make dick jokes when I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, that's fair.
That was hard to come back to, but okay.
We've got Seneca back, although her image hasn't loaded in yet. Seneca,
sorry.
Introduce yourself.
Hi. I don't know what happened. Apparently, Google Hangout decided to dislike me for a moment. Are we doing the whole introduction about what we do? Oh, hi. Yeah. So I'm Seneca. I am the cat herder. I occasionally write blog posts, and I still kind of hope that eventually I can get a whip just for the joke part of it. Because, you know, I keep the writers where they need to be with getting the articles in. Second in command, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Alexander comes to me with issues regularly.
Mm-hmm. She comes to me telling me I need to do things.
Like Steve, I always considered myself second in command, then I realized that you do way more than I do, so it's definitely you.
Well, you're Alexander's accountability partner.
The thing is, I'm...
Alexander, that's an accountability buddy.
Alexander is the artist with this, and I'm the organizer, essentially.
That's completely a fair description.
Mm-hmm. Some days, dude.
I mean, I was partially introduced, but I'm Alexander. This was all my crazy, dumb idea. And so far, we're making it work. I might have shaved a few years off Seneca's life, but we're making it work.
No. No.
Yeah. No, good.
You'll have to try a lot harder than that.
I mean, we can.
I'm on it.
Don't make me make the whip joke a reality, man. Like, I will get the whip, and I have a car.
That'll be next Christmas for you.
Whip lessons! Yeah.
We don't have Newman again, this time because he's up here visiting his girlfriend, and her days off are usually Sundays when we record.
Yeah. That was my excuse last week.
Yep.
All y'all getting in relationships.
Well, it's a very romantic time of the year, you know? It's like, if there's anything that we want, it's not to spend the holiday season alone. And I've done the holiday season alone enough. Like, it's been...
Oh, my heart bleeds for you.
Oh, yeah. but no, we just find the right people at the right time. Newman's been with his girlfriend for years, but for me, this is a very new thing, and it's been fantastic. Oh, she listened to the podcast, by the way. Seneca, she thinks that you are adorable. And she thinks you are the most adorable thing. She couldn't resist
having I'm not cute. I'm not adorable. I'm a ferocious beast. I can't, because right now I'm drinking out of a pickle jar, pretty much.
You've got nothing to defend any sort of ferocity. And then you hide, and it's like,
okay,
don't do the fist
help.
Thing over
this
your
was,
mouth. That is
a
joke.
This was a present from my aunt, because she thought that I would love, which I do. I think it's really cute. It's just, it's twee. I don't
what
know if
twee
I do twee.
Even, what's twee mean?
So twee, I don't know the exact definition, but for me personally, it means very, like, cutesy, very, very out there. So, like, this red sweater would have, like, candy cane prints on it.
That would I be thought twee sure. was, like, North Bend aesthetic.
Oh, kinda, no, that is...
Like, Twin Falls aesthetic.
I mean...
that's what you mean.
It's more cutesy and out there to a certain degree. Like, it's very pronounced through your clothing. So, it's
gotcha. I thought it was something akin to, like, posh. Like, if you dress, like, kind of... Like someone who wears a sweater vest is twee.
I have no clue what you guys are talking about.
According to Wikipedia, tweed is a rough woolen fabric
with
soft, open, flexible texture.
But tweed fabric and tweed style are very different.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, type in twee style. Get the definition.
Oh, it's very...
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to do Google the episode.
Yeah. We're tweed educational.
Tweed's like, you guys know what, so for those who don't know,
Mod Urban Cloth, Dictionary Podcast.
But Mod Cloth does a lot of twee clothing because it's very bright. It has very cutesy, fun patterns with like animals or holiday things, and the colors are very pronounced.
I feel like
what I'm getting tartans and like old men jackets from like the 30s.
Yeah, something a bit more posh and old school. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sunny.
No.
You are like wrong.
Your bubble.
Here, I'll go get... Well, no, the pencil's too
basically, anyone who knows who Paul F. Tompkins is, he's a comedian who just, like, wears fancy suits on stage and everything like that. I would say he is twee.
Well, it's more like if you've played Alan Wake. His ugly, like, ratty jacket is...
Okay. Does that mean I'm twee? I wear rugged leather
jacket. Oh. No, he doesn't wear a leather jacket. He wears that weird author's jacket with attached shoulders.
Gotcha.
I'm making a note of this, by the way, and I'm going to come back with information for next week. Or an article or something. Because this is... Yeah. I like clothing.
So, since we're here, we'll start with Doc, because I know how Alyssa's went. How was your Christmas, Doc?
Oh, Christmas was fantastic. We rang in Christmas Eve with the family at home, and we were just hanging out, playing board games. I played a new board game called A Box of Bad Advice with my family, which was really fun. It's Cards Against Humanity rules, but it's just a bunch of, like, bad advice from comedians that, like, we're doing interviews with. I believe it's either a magazine or an online site. I'm not sure, because this is the first I've heard of it, The Believer. I don't know what The Believer is, but yeah, apparently they interview a bunch of comedians and got like a bunch of quotes from them to use as bad advice. It was pretty fun. A lot of the cards are really long, and it didn't really seem to fit my parents' age group. So, but they had fun playing it regardless. So I'm looking forward to playing that again with some friends of mine around the area soon, and then I'll come back with a proper review of that. Also played Innovation. Have you guys played that?
No.
I don't think so.
That one's a really... It's kind of complicated, but once you play a few rounds, it's really fun because it's a game where you basically travel through time and you build up an empire and go through, like, the prehistoric era all the way to the digital era, gaining new abilities.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Testing?
What?
No. Somebody's... Yeah, Testing. It's Alyssa.
What?
Burn.
All right. Quickly.
Get out of here, Alyssa. Shut down. Okay. So yeah, we're testing. So you go through time and do all this. Can't even defend herself now. Let's just start talking shit about Alyssa now that she's.
No. That's rude.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, you kind of progress through time and build up new abilities. Like, you start out with, like, writing and agriculture and kind of just build up from the prehistoric era and work your way to, like, gunpowder and castles and all sorts of different things.
Is it a board game or a card game?
It's a card game.
Okay, it's I may have played it then.
Okay, yeah, it is all cards.
This is the issue from being raised by someone who actually collects board games, because I've played a lot and I've seen a lot of board games and they just don't click until I'm like, oh, is it that specific thing? Oh, yeah, because I don't learn the names, because I will probably never show this on the podcast, but there is literally a wall that is at least, I'd say, 20 feet long, and the bottom half of it is covered in board games, literally right over there.
Okay.
So.
I can speak again.
But anyways, I digress.
So that was kind of how we rang in Christmas Eve, and we finished the night out with my dad, my brother, and I getting really drunk and talking about relationships, because that's what you do as a person, I guess, in your 20s, because, you know, my brother and I are in our 20s, my dad's in his 60s. Yeah, it was the first time we all just got, like, really drunk together and stayed up till, like, 3 in the morning just chatting. It was amazing. And then we all woke up hungover on Christmas Day, opened up our presents. I got a lot of books, which are fantastic. I got the new book by David Wong, Futuristic Violence and Fancy Suits, and it is such a funny book. I recommend David Wong to all of you, the fact that he is super funny. He is a very funny author, and I spent most of my day reading his book, and it's been a delight. So that's how I spent my
Christmas. This book is full of spiders.
Yeah, this book is full of spiders. Seriously, do not open it. Then he also wrote John Dies at the End. And those two are like, it's basically a saga because they have the same characters. So this is the first book that aren't about those characters from that saga, trying to like deviate from being like a one-trick pony type of guy. So, and he still like is a great author, even if it's about a whole different setting with whole new characters. It's fantastic.
Cool.
Everyone applaud now. Thank you.
All right, Sunny, how was your Christmas?
So, I'm back home and I'm visiting my dad. We didn't go visit our family, which is in like the Midwest, so it's kind of far away. My dad is an IT person, so he was actually primary starting the 23rd, which of course meant that the 23rd, since he'd probably be busy on Christmas, we went to go see Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory in Smell-O-Vision.
Oh.
Which is what those pictures were on my Facebook feed for the people in the podcast who saw those. I may put one of them on the Instagram that I now have, which I actually added a picture to.
I saw that.
I did something. Honestly, I keep on forgetting about it throughout the week. I'm like, oh, I should have taken a picture of that. Oh, well. But so I went to go see Smell-O-Vision, Willy Wonka, which was awesome, by the way. I definitely suggest it to anybody who wants to have a great time. And there's bubbles! But so we did that kind of as, like, early Christmas, which I know doesn't sound Christmassy, but my dad and I kind of have weird family tradition things. And then actually on Christmas Day, so we kind of just hung out and like relaxed together when he wasn't working, because honestly we're both really busy and that's like what we like to do if we're not going to visit family far away. But we usually go out to eat Chinese food for dinner. And for some reason, all of the Chinese restaurants that we like weren't open. Which has never been an issue before. So we kind of just were like, well, we could go out or we could make food. We ended up staying in and I made a bunch of food and I've been cooking. I've been cooking a lot this week.
That's good.
That's what I do.
I haven't.
Been fed. So I don't know. My Christmas was kind of boring. It's boring to a lot of people who ask me about it because they expect me to do some fun, awesome thing and I'm sitting here going, well, I cooked. I hung out with my dad. I did family communications and thank yous to people who are far away, and I'm not able to see them today. And really, other than that, I just took a day to relax.
Yeah, see, that's kind of what my Christmas – that's exactly what I wanted for my Christmas, is that I actually just hung out with my family. I watched Elf with my mom. I just had conversations with my dad about whatever. Like, my dad and I will just ramble on about movies or anything, and it's really fun. Hung out with my old high school buddy, Kelly Cole. My friend Max is back from the Navy. We all got together, and we just kicked it and hung out for a couple hours and had a great time.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, I don't – whenever I'm home, I'm usually visiting friends or, like, my dad's working, so I don't actually get a ton of time to just hang out with my dad, who is – I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a father, so there are days when I'm like, ugh. But, like, he's pretty awesome. Like, when I was little, I called him my personal Wikipedia because he just knows a bunch of really cool random factoids and
– I'm going to be like that when I'm older because I'm already considered the human IMDb for me.
Yeah. So – Like, I was honestly just excited to spend some time with him. I actually barely even texted my boyfriend just because I was so, like, yay, I'm going to relax and I'm going to spend time with my father. But he's spending time. His parents have moved to Arizona officially, as far as I can tell, and they're actually back up here right now. So he's spending good time with them, which is nice. So I didn't want to, you know, bother him and them. Yeah. So, yeah, it was nice, though.
All right, Lissa. Well, how would you define how our Christmas went?
Are you going to make her tell it for both of you?
No.
I was just thinking about this. Are we going to say the same thing?
Yeah.
I was really hoping there would be a conflict and we would have to hear your side and then Alex's side.
Oh, there was.
Well, there was. Alex and I had our first fight.
Bullshit.
In a while.
Ever.
In a while.
Yeah. I mean, it's the law of our family. We get together and fight.
Oh yeah.
What's your ethnicity?
Latin.
That's what I could say. It's the hot Latin tempers that you guys have.
Yeah.
You joke, but
it's true.
I joke and feign racism, but it's true.
It was a typical Christmas for us. It was kind of weird because we just did our family of four. We didn't normally, we have another family come, like I said, I think last week. So it's kind of just really low key, which was nice because it's nice to just kind of chill. But at the same time with our family, we don't know how to chill. So of course my mom was running around cooking, almost killed us because the turkey was really weird. we have turkey on Thanksgiving, on Christmas instead of ham.
Normally we have ham too, because I don't like poultry.
Yeah, but it was just us four, so my mom didn't want to make too much food. So we actually celebrated on Christmas Eve here, because Christmas Day we went to Canada to visit my grandma, and that's always interesting. My grandma's very interesting. Yeah, he's the favorite. She doesn't really like me too much. Well, I mean, okay, I guess she likes me, but I annoy her. And so me and my mom and my brother went up to Canada, and I fell asleep on the floor of my grandma's house to kind of stay away from getting yelled at and survive.
And over one of the only other chairs in the house.
Yeah, they got rid of a couch that I really liked, so that was sad. I didn't know that. I hadn't been up to Canada for a while. And then we went to go visit friends, which was fun. We have a family up in Canada that we really like, and brother hasn't seen him in a while, so that was interesting too. But, that was really nice to go see them. I hadn't seen their daughter, who is my good friend, in a while. But yeah, it was just pretty low key. We had family fights, which is always fun. My brother and I fought, then we had deep discussions.
And then we fought about those discussions.
My question is, what was the initial fight?
She was, okay, so Christmas Eve, she was grumpy.
No, well, yes, but no, he was pissing me off.
Okay, but here's a question. Is it bad to occasionally be grumpy?
Yeah.
She is grumpy.
Okay. I told my mom specifically,
it's not a part of the Christmas spirit. This is exactly what the Christmas Carol was talking about.
This is why siblings have problems.
And then Ghost showed up and is like, Scrooge, you're a dick. And he's like, okay, I'll stop being a dick.
But no, it's okay to be grumpy because holidays are stressful. Okay, but when Alyssa gets grumpy,
she gets bitchy with me.
She was a curmudgeon. She was being a grumpy old curmudgeon.
Hey, Doc, you weren't there. You don't know.
I got the text blow by blow from Alex. He's updated me on it.
I highly doubt that. Cause
of course not. Alex and I do not talk outside of this podcast.
Nope.
Wait, actually?
Rarely.
Yeah, rarely. I mean, granted, we're probably going to set up an argue cast about Star Wars, but we'll talk about that later.
I'll
need to come back to finish.
That'll be interesting. But I guess it was a nice Christmas, and my mom listens to this, so.
Our family listens, so we have to be nice. Yeah.
No, it was like a Christmas. It was just not as normal as it normally is, or because we don't have a lot of, we also didn't have a Christmas party this year, which is weird because we always have a Christmas party. So it's just been kind of.
I think we went to the Christmas party last year.
So our family thrives. Well, okay. me, my mom, and my sister can survive each other as long as we do a big social event either before or immediately after we are within long-term contact. Mm-hmm. We need that party to kind of let off the energy and, like, distract us from arguing with each other.
And so why didn't you do that?
Because mom didn't want to plan it, which is fair, because mom's the only one who ever plans it.
And it was because I wasn't around before all this for the first time, and, like, she had to decorate the house by herself, which is new, because normally I help her with stuff.
It was one of those weird house. Yeah, it's one. I mean, same as last year, but it was one of those things.
You guys weren't there that long.
Last year's Christmas party was kind of like a
whole house. We're in a house, too.
Yeah.
So, but I got a really cool present that I knew was coming, but it's like t-shirt quilt, but my mom has been collecting t-shirts since like kindergarten, and so it was like, I ended up getting two because I had so many t-shirts, but it was like one of memories, like kindergarten through like, well, I guess there's a NDSU shirt, but like basically kindergarten through high school, and then I got one like all my sports that I did, and there's shirts on there from like a long time ago, and I was like, I didn't even know we still had that, so
put a picture up with the podcast on the site as like the featured image. I got socks. I needed socks really bad.
Yeah, I got some really nice wool socks.
But it was funny because this is the first year, you know, the last few years, especially since finishing university and stuff, we joke we're getting old, we're happy to get socks. This was the first year where I was like, I got like a dozen socks, and my friends went, oh man, I only got like six. Like this year, it went from us kind of ironically loving it to like, I'm actually bragging about how many new socks I got.
See, that's just it. It's like, I got a pair of two amazingly warm wool socks. Two pairs is what I was trying to say. And then my mom got three, and she's like, I think I have too many. Do you want an extra pair? And I'm like, yeah, more wool socks!
Yes! I also got underwear, so everything's good.
I got mittens. I got mittens to take home, so that was fun. But, and it was also the first year, like, you know when your mom says, like, we're not doing a lot of presents this year? And you're like, yeah, right.
This was the first year where that happened.
My dad got, like, underwear, and that's it. And he was happy because he's...
Got underwear.
Yeah.
My mom got a whole bunch of new knives, and then...
She got all kitchen stuff. It was actually really funny.
And then I bought her gloves to make it so that she doesn't cut herself because she has Band-Aids, especially that's in good. The kitchen. She keeps Band-Aids in the kitchen at all times because she cuts herself all the time.
That's an issue.
And then the kids I nanny, the parent got me this. Oh. And this is a miniatures game. This was one of the most evil presents you can get somebody. This is like getting a subscription to WoW. Because this turns into a $35 ship, turns into another $35 ship, turns into another. But I was like, aww. Also, shit. but that was just funny, because the minute I got out, I'm like, oh, frack. This is payback for me getting one of the kids into magic, isn't it? And I got some fancy tea from the Simmons.
I got the Fallout 4 strategy guide, so my parents are encouraging me to lose more time into that game. So now I have to start a whole new character over and then just work from the guide and then spend another 2-3 days on that.
I mean, you have to, right?
I have to because it was a gift. I need to utilize the gift because it shows my appreciation to my family.
I will also say, everybody who's my friend on Steam who doesn't have a wish list, everybody who's on my Steam friends list that doesn't have a wish list, I hate all of you, because that was 2/3 of my Christmas presents this year for my friends, were things off the Steam sale.
Wait, do you hate me then?
Yes.
But books.
We're buying you World of Warcraft, Seneca.
No! You will not do that!
Hey, he didn't even get me a present, so...
Yeah, you're getting one when we go to Portland.
I always get new books.
I did my Christmas shopping this year the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before Christmas Eve. And then I did a few things on Christmas Eve, but those were digital. Christmas shopping this year because I didn't think about it.
See, I actually got some really nice presents. I didn't get a ton. There's only one present that I was actually confused by this year, so that's actually kind of impressive for my family.
For those watching this, I'm sorry, but it's true. I was in high school, and I haven't liked pink since I was 5, and I literally got a massive box full of pink things that I looked at and went, I would use about half of these if they weren't
pink. You know, I still haven't gotten you a pink Christmas present.
Me?
And so we're going to get her all pink stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm totally down for that.
If they're pink socks, I'll deal. Because I actually got
this will be like, you know, a vibrant pink, like, kitchen thing.
Okay, it's a kitchen thing. Can you get me a pink Loch Ness monster? Please?
Ooh.
I mean, I need ideas for your Christmas present.
Absolutely.
See, my Amazon wish list is where you should really be looking.
Yeah, but it's harder for me to find people on Amazon than it is on Steam.
See, that's where you just go, hey, nudge, nudge.
That's true.
I need help. Because my dad doesn't even get me presents anymore. He gives me a budget and goes, just get what you want. Like, this year was weird, because at Black Friday, he's like, you need a pair of nice adult, like, shoes that don't lace or anything. Check that shoe site that you really like. Found a really nice pair of shoes, and he's like, do you like them? Are they in your size? Get them. There you go.
That's what my parents do with my brother.
Yeah, so I got way less presents. Well, actually, I still got a bunch of presents even. But I got way less presents than, like, I'm supposed to get. Because my parents are like, look, you're going to Portland. We gave you $100 for books. You're going to go to Powell's, which is the used bookstore that takes up a city block.
Yeah.
And they're like, here's $100 for books. Go have fun.
Jeez, $100 at Powell's? Dude, yeah, that's like buying 300 hours of entertainment.
So about two or 3 years ago, my sister and mom went down, and I gave them my book list, because I was like, hey, you're going to Powell's, get me some books. They came back.
My friend Sydney was with us.
Oh, but they came back with a stack of books that came up to my waist. It was $120 worth of books.
I want books like that.
And now, you know, most of those books live in my mom's garage, but that's not the point.
Could not have done it without Sydney. Shout out to Sydney if you're watching. Mom and I in a bookstore is like...
But so this year they're just like, look, you're going to Portland on your own. You can get it.
Hey, I'm going. Yourself.
Well, yeah, that doesn't count.
Oh, wait, Alexander.
Yes?
I know what I want for Christmas.
All right, now you can't get angry when people call you adorable. Like, seriously, you can't use that place. Like,
yes, Seneca, what do you want for Christmas?
Can you get me another Powell's Book bookworm shirt?
Sure. Yes. Alyssa will remember that for me. I'm also going to come back with book ones in like 12 book series for you.
And it's my favorite book shirt. It's my favorite shirt.
You're also getting a book one in a big series, just to piss you off.
Oh no, I have more things to read. Woe is me. What shall
what
I do?
What a problem.
Like, okay, we're talking about books, I'm out.
Alright, now we can shift the topic of graphic novels. I got myself the 28 Days Later omnibus, so I'm going to be digging into that for a while. Alright, now Alex is going to have to show us
something. I know, something earlier.
We sparked his interest. I kind of spat on myself a little bit.
Is that why you don't use Cam?
Yeah, like seriously, it's a whole disgusting thing. Like,
I've never liked comics. And
comics never liked you.
Because I've been taking the kids to the comic book store, I've kind of fallen down a comic hole. And
how very comical of you.
Yeah, thank you. And so all of a sudden I'm like wandered into this strange new world of geekdom and nerddom. And it's been interesting. The comic book world is very weird.
Oh, gee. Yeah, I'm starting to really dive down that because I actually started building up a collection of certain comic books that are like ones that I want to collect because we have a good friend, Talon, contributes to the site. Has Talon's articles been posted?
No, he hasn't sent them in yet.
Aspiring contributor to the site.
He has like three of them.
Yeah, he... Like, seriously, I gave him all these tips on how he can send, like, his emails to you, and he just finds a way to not send them. It really bothers me.
I literally have him on Facebook, I think. So yeah. He can literally just be like, hey, here are documents. D deal with that.
Yeah,
he's
a very lazy person. But he is a comic book collector. He spends a lot of money on really nice comics. He gets a lot of them signed. He's a really good comic book collector. And he started kind of getting me into it. I was like, what do I want to collect that's very important to me? And when I was growing up, I had some original Alien vs. Predator, as well as Predator comic books by Dark Horse, the publisher. And I now have a very vast collection of Alien and Predator and Alien vs. Predator comic books. I even have some great ones. Like, I have the first appearance of Alien in a comic book, which is a very valuable one. I feel like a real collector now. So, yeah, it's a whole... I will fight you! Bring it on!
See?
Game of chess? Maybe checkers. Chess is a little too complicated for me, but I would take it down.
We can do chess. I've taught chess. We can do chess.
Oh, God.
All right, you will teach me chess, and I will pass the master.
If you guys do that,
the Padawan will become the Jedi.
I'm recording that if it ever happens.
Us playing chess? That'll be interesting.
Yes, yeah, I'm recording
we'll live stream.
I know exactly what will happen.
Actually, there are people who do that.
Live stream chess?
Yeah, they like masters and stuff who live stream.
Aren't we supposed to be doing a year in review? We're like
a
half hour
into the show. Yeah, but oh, you know, last thing of the podcast tends to run later than it should.
That's true.
And
also, like, now you get to see all of our nerd little things and
the
weird little eccentricities that we tend to maybe
Melissa,
not
be at. Figure out what you're getting for your
really normal.
I figured out what you're getting for Christmas next year.
Huh? Who?
Why don't you just get it for me this year?
Because I don't have the money for it this year.
Oh, I still haven't gotten a present.
Okay.
That's true.
All right.
So, all right, so,
Your review. Your review.
Yeah, we didn't do a recipe. Yay, because honestly, I love that segment. It's really hard for me to think up recipes to feed myself every week, which I mean I don't, much less write them down and record them. And we're going to try to work that out, but,
maybe shoved into that role occasionally.
Well, and our resident culinary degree holder, my little sister.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Should be, But yeah, so since it is the last podcast of the year, at least maybe we might have a Star Wars cast that goes up.
The last of this series.
Yes, the last of the official podcast Lost in Space stuff. I'm going up this year. We're going to do our usual thing. The usual, not our usual thing, but the normal thing.
Like, we have a usual thing?
Exactly. I thought it was just, the usual thing is Seneca is cute, Alex and Alyssa argue, Ryan's a wet blanket, and then I yell all the time.
Yeah, I mean, to be
fair,
that's
the usual thing.
I'm not
cute. But yeah, let's get into this. Looking back over 2015, do we want to do this round robin, like, say one thing and then kind of move on, or just kind of each person looks at it once?
I don't know. I mean, do you have particular things that you would like to bring up for us? Like, it's like, oh, what was your pinnacle? And it could be like, what was your defining moment of the year, or what was your favorite movie
ahead.
Of the year, or anything?
I didn't plan that much ahead, Doc. Come on.
Well, how about we do round robin about one thing that we liked? All right. And then move from there. Because let's be honest, guys.
I have
love
so much more than one thing.
Well, that's why
this year was...
We keep going around in circles.
It's a circle. It's a never-ending circle. Guys, we may never leave this podcast.
I know.
The last podcast of the year. The
never
longest
ending.
Podcast
We're
going to
go
the
from
year.
Now till the end of the year.
No.
Yeah, it's a four-day-long podcast.
I have to make soup for my dad.
You can, well, if you take your laptop with you, you can
watch
podcast.
I don't have a laptop.
It could be an on-podcast recipe.
Exactly. And then we can do another podcast within the podcast to do the Star Wars podcast. Podception.
No. See, we're joking about this, but, like, we could do some of this
stuff. We
are
joking about
this?
I was very serious.
All right. Liz, give us one thing.
There's so many.
Here, think about it this way. Start in January.
Well, I know. I'm starting to... Well, I don't... Okay. Okay. I know. Seriously. Mine's upstairs. I guess I'll start with... I accomplished one of my dreams that I've had since I was little, was to become a pastry chef. So I guess that's, like, January to
June. But so that was really cool. I finished culinary school and became a pastry chef, learned some stuff, did some things, baked some things, ate some things, and now I'm official.
That's her one, Doc.
Yeah.
One thing that was a major deal for me was I graduated this year, and I got my degree in computer science. So that's a major victory for me, and yeah, now I'm just doing all sorts of computer science-y things, and that the degree itself kind of parlays into bigger topics, which I'll come back to on my next pass around.
Seti, have you prepared yourself?
Alexander, go.
my big thing, and I know I said start in January, but I'm going to cheat a little bit because my big thing was I moved to Calgary for 6 months as of last September. And that was kind of like that one big adventure. So the last 3 months of it were in this year, but you can't really split that. That was my big, big adventure, was moving up there, being on my own, being so far away from everybody, even though it was an hour's flight with proper wind. But, you know, it felt really far away still.
Oh, and by the way, my whole graduation thing was in March, so, like, yeah. I jumped ahead. I know you said due in January, but, like, the first 3 months for me were, like, going through the motions.
Yeah.
Of, like, you know, work, girlfriend, friends, and just enjoying the time.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, start in January just as a, here, think about it from that point. Oh, we lost Seneca again.
Seneca died.
All right, Alyssa, go.
Go again! Well, I guess the next major thing, okay, I'm going to kind of put two together. One, I, like, started getting my acceptance letters from universities because I was transferring, and a big goal of mine was to be able to get into any school I wanted to, and I got into all of them that I applied to, so that was pretty cool. And then deciding to go move to Fargo, North Dakota, like a crazy person, was a really big deal, and going to
NDSU. That was this year?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Yay. So yeah, like moving halfway across the country kind of thing, away from parents, being on my own for the first time in somewhere that I've never been until I decided to go to the school, just completely changed a lot of, I don't know, this year's been a year of change, and I think it's probably one of my best years yet. But NDSU was a really big thing this year that happened.
Doc?
The club that I co-founded for SPU, the SPU Developers Club, won Club of the Year for my school.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, wow, that's really neat. And they partially attributed to what I did to help out, which is I helped set up a lot of neat tours for certain locations. So we got to do a tour of Valve, we got to do a tour of Microsoft, and we had a bunch of kids that were able to go through and take a tour and see, like, these kind of video and game aspects of what, like, the corporate world is and all sorts of things like that. So, and taking a tour of Valve was really awesome. That was a really neat experience. Yeah.
Sunny, we need two from you.
Okay, so I have two, actually. So the first one is, for those who don't know, I applied to graduate programs last year and I didn't get in, but February of 2015 was my boyfriend and I's 2-year anniversary. And we've known each other for a lot longer, but the fact that he dealt with me while I was applying the first time and kind of going crazy and in the process of getting ready to graduate, because I graduated a quarter earlier than I was actually planning on graduating, was a big milestone for me, personally. And then the other thing would actually be the fact that I graduated with 2 degrees, which, frankly, like...
making me look bad again.
Well, no, it's the thing of, like, you know, throughout my education, I consistently went, oh God, this is a lot of work. I don't know if this is worth it. And then I went, yes, it's worth it. And then next quarter, oh, this is a lot of work. Is it worth it? Just because they're 2 very different degrees. So I guess those big things would be those, that there's 2, yeah.
Cool.
And that's one's in February and one was in March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My second big thing plays off the first one really well, which is I moved home from Calgary in March, which in itself was an adventure. It was a 12-hour drive across the Canadian Rockies. The Rockies? Yeah, the Canadian Rockies.
Yes.
And meeting my dad in Vancouver, you know, renting a car for the first time was interesting. Driving for 12 hours was awful, but interesting. But also, I moved back, and I'm going to grab kind of the third one, because it plays into this, which is, I moved back, and my best friend's family let me move in with them, and I'm still here, which, and they don't seem to want to kill me. They make me do chores. They make me do chores, but they don't seem to want to kill me, which is, quite honestly, the single most, like, amazing thing anybody's ever done for me. And I'm not sure I'll ever be able to repay the kind, like, they're still showing me, but the kindness that they showed. Because, holy shit, can you imagine letting just another 20-something move into your house as a parent?
Especially if it was you.
Yeah,
I'm horrible. but no, it's just one of those things that happened. But that was kind of my third big thing. But also, it was so nice to move back home. So nice to be back home with my friends, with my family, which are a lot of the same thing. And then immediately get my little sister out of the state and send her off to North Dakota. You know, just exactly what I wanted. All right, Ryan.
Okay, well, I went to North Dakota. Okay, so I always knew I wanted to do a PR advertising degree, now it's strategic communications or whatever.
Slow down.
But I also wanted to minor or major in something else, and I thought I wanted to do sports management, but after lots of thinking and stuff, I decided to change that to international studies, which is something that, like, opened my eyes to a lot of things. So that was another, like, big thing for me, because now I am looking at really a lot of global companies and organizations, and I have a lot higher goals for myself, which I didn't even think was possible because I always set the bar really high. But, yeah, changing or adding, I guess, a major of international studies and figuring all that out, and deciding also to study French instead of Spanish, because Spanish is what everybody would expect / I've done most of my life. So I've always wanted to do French, so making that decision for myself was also really cool. So yeah, that was another thing in this year.
Doc?
The next big thing for me would be leaving retail and getting a job in a really, really good company. And I'm not going to mention the company's name because they probably don't want to be associated with this podcast, but leaving the retail world and using my degree to get a really good job that allows me to do some really cool things and having an amazing work-life balance, that was one of the most major things for me, because after enough time in the retail world, I was just getting worn out, and it was... I wasn't happy about meeting people or hanging out anymore or doing all this. I was just stressed out all the time. And then to switch that over into an environment that allows me to be creative and think critically and, like, just totally push my skills to the test, that was one of the best experiences I could have had this year. And I'm still doing it. And it's still, like, I'm doing great work, and all my bosses are happy with the work I do, and I'm just... Yeah, exactly. Well, that's because I threaten them with violence if they don't give me a positive review. So they're like, all right, yes, you're doing fine. But yeah, no, I'm having a lot of fun with my job, and overall, work-wise, things are going great.
Sunny?
I'm trying... So it's kind of hard, because I have a couple of months that were kind of just sucky this year, honestly.
Hey, you survived.
Honest about that, but honestly, I'm just really happy that I graduated about the same time when I started to find out that I wasn't getting accepted to a bunch of the programs that I was interested in getting into. Instead of letting that become a thing that, you know, kind of weighed me down and just made me do nothing, I got a babysitting job, which isn't, like, it's not glamorous. I'm not gonna say it was, and I worked in a daycare for a little bit too. But I really had the time between those two jobs to figure out what I wanted this upcoming year with these scholastic application process thingamajigs. That's totally not elegantly said, but whatever. You know, so, like, I kind of jumped that hurdle because it's really hard being told by a bunch of really intense programs, so no, no thanks, you know. And instead I did something with that time, and it's really helped me figure out where I wanted to go, which kind of ties into my next one, but I'll leave that until it's my turn again.
Oh, shit, it's my turn now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I screwed myself by doing the two that two at once.
You already did your second one, so now it's Alyssa's turn.
Cool. Thank you, Seneca.
all right, well, I have another one. I have a list. Let's see. So I decided to join a sorority, which was another thing, because I wasn't sure if that's, like, for me or whatever, because too many girls in one place, that's, like, too much drama. But actually, it has been one of the most incredible things ever. I met my best friend in the world, Allie, and it's one of those people that you just connect to automatically. You know you're going to be best friends forever. And so that was really amazing.
Like that at one point. Don't trust.
No, and it's really cool because I haven't really had too many, like, super close female friends, and so it's, like, really nice to have somebody like Allie around. And then I also have 100 other girls that I could ask for anything, and it's just super cool. And I've really pulled my people are going to laugh when I say this, but I am actually putting myself out there socially more. I know I'm very social, but I do have a shell that I'm breaking out of a little bit.
You're just a butterfly coming out of the cocoon.
But just, like, being more social in more of a normal young adult way, I guess, because normally I'm very social, but I connect with adults more. I don't know, just being around my own age was just really cool. But yeah, joining Kappa Delta was extremely incredible, that I never thought I would be a sorority girl. So that was cool.
All right, Doc.
For me, the next one would be starting D&D and getting lost in imaginary worlds and having such a great time. Currently, we are doing Star Wars D&D, and I am having such an awesome time with a new character that I created that is essentially Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy in the Star Wars universe. So I've been having tons of fun doing that, and it's been helping me think creatively and expanding, like, my imagination, and that's a big thing for me, creating and being imaginative and, like, getting lost in those kinds of worlds, as well as, like, improvising and kind of acting a little bit. That's really fun for me too. So it was really fun that my friend Todd allowed me to jump in and kind of get lost in these worlds with these great group of D&D guys.
That's really interesting that you started this year, because I started the end of last year.
Yeah.
But it's weird because we're both giant-ass nerds. And
the biggest, yeah.
Finally started D&D now, in our 20s, is really interesting. I mean, my kids are going to start it young.
It kind of depends on the group, because for Todd, he saw my personality. He's like, oh, you can actually probably bring something to this group of people, as well as he is a great dungeon master. Like, he draws every character that is involved. So you actually have a picture image of, like, you are talking to this person. And he does a great amount of voices, and he does some really cool stuff with the plot. It's having a really... Yeah, he's really good as a DM.
Awesome.
And I don't think I want anyone else to take charge, just because he makes it so fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Sunny.
So, jumping forward a couple of months now in my whole year calendar, this year, technically still, I decided to say goodbye to one of the volunteer activities that I was doing throughout the last 2-3 years. Like, it's, you know, I've been doing it for a while, and I was doing grief facilitation with individuals in the community who had lost, you know, parents, really close family, friends, but they were mourning, and I was a grief facilitator for them, and I worked with the same group for, like, 2 years, solid, straight, regularly. I knew these girls super, super well, and it was really, really hard to say goodbye to them, but I felt like it was time for something new for me, and I kind of felt like they didn't not in like, they don't need me, but you know, I felt like they had gotten to a point where most of them were going to be closing with that group anyways pretty soon. Mm-hmm. So I felt like, I felt comfortable moving on at that time. I ended up joining my current volunteering, which I definitely looked at originally and kind of went, well, I hope I can do this because it's a lot more intense than what I was doing. And it ended up being a great decision because there are still days when I get home from volunteering there and I'm like, yeah, that was really stressful. I'm going to go hide under a blanket burrito. But I've met some really great people. It's really helped me figure out what I want to do and what I'm passionate about. And kind of, because I know that's a really big theme with me, but that's been a lot of the theme for this year, of figuring out what I actually want, what I actually care about, and what matters. So, and that's been really great. And I've met a lot of great people there, and I've helped a lot of great clients. And, you know, like, I've heard success stories, and it's just, it's, gosh, I feel like I overused the word, but great. It's great. yeah. Alexander.
All right. Mine's kind of, it's a flip. It's a little less positive, but also a really big thing, which is I've worked after school programs for years. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I still am. Now I just get paid by a family instead of a company. But when I got home from Calgary, I applied for a couple dozen positions, and I didn't hear back from most of the companies. I was applying for technical writer positions, kind of trying to change what I was doing. The only company that got back to me was Chess for Life, which I think I mentioned at one point on the podcast. And so I worked for them over the summer, but what I realized was my job, like, I've done so much after school program now, I don't want to just be a counselor. If I'm going to do those programs, I want to move up. I want to be camp lead. I want to start doing admin because I'm bored, really. I can do counselor stuff with my eyes closed and half asleep. I have done counselor stuff with my eyes practically closed and half asleep. And so, you know, they hired, like, the idea was I got hired on for that. And then as things happened, the summer got crazy, all this kind of stuff happened. I basically became just a counselor. And then at the end of the summer, and I was like, cool, whatever. Summers are the worst time in the world for after school programs. That makes sense to me. After summer, I asked them, I'm like, hey, you know, I was hired to do work, start learning admin. Is that going to happen? They went, no, we filled that position already, but you're welcome to stay on as a coach. And I made the decision, and I've quit every job I've been in. I haven't been fired, but I made the decision without, like, hand-wringing over it or feeling guilty that I only worked for them for 3 months, which is big for me because I like to work for companies for about a year before I'm like, okay, I gave them, you know, what I promised them, to quit because I was like, that's not what I want. I don't know what I want. I still have no idea what the hell I want to do with my future, but I know that's not what I want. And that was actually a big step for me. So that was kind of one of my bigger events, and that was at the beginning of fall into summer. Run?
Okay, so I started this year in a, like, relationship with somebody, and now I'm ending the year not in a relationship with somebody, which is new because we were together for about 2 years. I'm just now getting the chance to be like a young adult out there, you know, kind of thing, learning about myself and things like that. And so I didn't really have that opportunity as much because I was in a relationship, and so I didn't have the opportunity to meet a lot of more people. I don't know how to say this. So that's going to be really interesting. But after I was out of the relationship, I automatically learned a lot about myself, and I've changed so much in the last, like, couple of months. So that was really, really amazing to me to see, and I've been enlightened by many of things, and I'm excited about what's to come, and that's very exciting. so that's just kind of been an interesting transition in my year. So spent half the year with somebody, and now finishing the rest of it without.
Nice. Doc?
I'm gonna stay in that same vein because this year has been a big emotional journey on my end, out of the fact that I've always been a relationship person, and even then, it's like I've been wrapped up in my own world that I haven't had a ton of relationships. And this year, I started out getting out of the longest relationship that I had. It was a very mutual breakup. We saw problems, and we were like, we need to either end it or fix these problems. Either way, we don't want to just destroy a friendship or anything like this. We don't want to end it with us like hating each other. So I ended a relationship with someone who I've been with for a year, and we ended it mutually. It was the best breakup possible. Like, it was, we ended it with like us joking around about the breakup, and it's like, yeah, we're done. That's just good. making a bunch of really cute jokes about it. And then I entered the single life with like a bunch of confidence that I've about myself that I've never really had before. Then I kind of started doing the whole single life thing in Seattle. And at first it was kind of cool, but then it slowly became a thing where it's like, this really isn't for me. I don't enjoy this all that much. I really am a relationship person. So I tried it for a while and I was just like, I can't do it. This is just not how my brain is programmed. So that was an interesting thing for me, just like because I always saw people, it's like, yeah, they're doing the single thing. It's like, maybe that, and everyone tells me, it's like, oh, that's what you should do. You're a big buff guy. You'd clean up in Seattle. All the ladies want you. And it's like, realistically, I don't care about that now, and it doesn't matter to me. So it's really nice to kind of open up my eyes and find out what I really want as far as companionship and things like that. And so, yeah, I then started dating people and trying to figure out
as what opposed I to dogs.
And so I started dating people and trying to figure it out, and then there were some breakups that happened along the way. There were people that I met that started out great, but it's like in the long run we weren't compatible, and I'm happy to say that I'm ending this year with someone who I think is really amazing and inspires me in great ways and is a fantastic person, and I couldn't be happier to have found or started a relationship with Caitlin, because we've known each other for years, and it's like we've always had these things, and granted it's long distance, but I after finding out a lot more about her, it's like I'm totally willing to make this risk and just go with it, because she makes me feel special and inspired and creative and makes me want to be a better person, and that's the kind of person that I want to be with, who makes me want to be better, because I feel like I need to be that to be with her, where it's like, oh, she's on a whole different level, man. I need to work my way up to her level.
Aw, you're so emotional and romantic.
She listens to this podcast, too.
Yeah, he's not just saying this because she listens to the podcast. Or is he?
I'm saying what's in my heart right now.
Aww.
All right, Sedi, can you follow that up?
Fart noise. There we boom. Go. Back to the normal duck.
All right.
Now Seneca can follow it up.
So this is where I get a little serious. Not to say that I'm not serious, I guess, during the podcast.
Everyone's getting serious now.
Well, this is something, like, I mean, I brought it up a little bit during the podcast, and Alexander kind of knows more about it. But this last year was, well, to be honest, it was kind of a bitch fucking just puddle of fuckity fuck fuck.
Ooh, she said some swears.
What? She swears? No way.
Which actually, I mean, there is the joke that like I don't cuss, but that's actually just, you know, it was really sucky because my grandmother was battling cancer, and she won a couple battles, but she didn't win the war type of thing. And I didn't really tell a lot of my friends about it because I didn't want to deal with the, oh, poor baby, and, you know, because I was already dealing with a lot of stuff on my plate with school and graduating, and I just, frankly, I just didn't want to deal with it, because I was dealing with it in the family matter, and I didn't want it to be public, really. And then, and I know this sounds really sad right now, but she decided that she did not want to fight anymore, and she ended up passing away soon after that. And when I finally told my friends, I was really scared because I thought that they would do the thing of like, well, why the hell didn't you tell us sooner? Like, what the hell's going on? Because most of my friends really found out when, like, my dad went away to go say goodbye. And I wrote, you know, crap tons of cards to give to her. Like, that's when a lot of people found out. And I apologize to a lot of my friends because it's like, I'm sorry I didn't tell you, but you don't understand how supportive you were without knowing. Like, you didn't know anything that was going on, but you knew that something was wrong certain days, and you just kind of went, she's not ready to talk about it. Okay, she's going to talk about it when she's ready. And, like, I literally don't think I would have gotten through this year in one piece without, like, the amazing people at my volunteering who completely understood when I needed to take a month off, because I couldn't be where I needed to be to help people. I couldn't be here right now without the friends who, you know, they didn't say, oh my God, why didn't you tell me? They went, oh, do you need anything? Like, I mean, hell, I didn't even really tell my boyfriend until it started getting serious. And that's not because I don't care. It's not because I didn't want to share. It was because I needed to deal with it internally before I could really deal with it externally. So it sounds really sad. It sounds really serious. But, like, I'm still sad about my grandmother passing away. But I'm in a much better I'm in a much better place because I've had the people there to support me in a positive way without judging me, blaming me, making it a big thing that I didn't share until I did. So, yeah. Like, I'm really happy for the friendships that I've had this past year.
Aww.
There you go. I wasn't going to aw. That's what this is for.
That's my job.
I think we'll go, I don't know, how many rounds do you guys have left in you?
I have one more.
Okay.
Probably have one more.
Doc probably has a billion, but we'll... Yeah. Limited down to one.
I could go for a while longer.
Yeah, let's.
There's only so much emotional things I can talk about.
I was gonna say let's pick a very positive thing to end on, just because like.
I'm sorry, I made that too.
No, it's like it's like we all kind of went serious for that last one, so let's pick one thing that's like super lighthearted and not really relevant to any of the sad things that make us cry.
Cool. So, mine, I'm going to I went back to school for the first time in a few years because I think I finally figured out where I want to go, which is I'm going to go get a Master's of Education and be able to teach high school and middle school with the intention of teaching middle school. But part of that, too, was going back to school. Going back to school, knowing I have social issues, like social anxieties, and kind of have a tendency to isolate and just kind of ignore my class, and forcing myself to work through it. And you guys have had the last few weeks of me kind of reporting in on me actually doing things with a classmate, and me talking about, like what a huge step that was for me. Mm-hmm. But actually, though, was kind of, it's been a big thing. And that was kind of mine, and also kind of knowing that I kind of probably want to do this master's degree has helped. This year, along with the last, like, 2 years, has been me going, I don't know what I wanted to do. I was going to go video games for as long as I was in high school and most of middle school, I was video games. And now I'm like, shit. That's been my... Lissa.
So mine's kind of, like, cool because it's, like, Anyway, okay, so I started this year, almost done with culinary school, figuring out I'm done with it. I love the decorating part, but it's, like, not what I want to do. I was so sick of it. I was ready to be done. I was working full-time. I had two jobs, and I loved working, but it was great. But I was just ready for something new. Freaking out because deciding to move to Fargo, not be with my family, like, that was really hard because I'm really close to my family, and all this. And so I started out the year good, but I was just not great. And so, sorry, my parents are walking around. But then I just ended the semester / year because it's over. I just found out, like, 2 days ago that I officially got a 4.0. And that is something I, like,
didn't, I am normally really, really hard on myself on grades, but I went in saying, like, you know what, it's university, it's bigger classes, it's a little bit harder, like, I can't have that high, I can't be perfect, you know? Which, I mean, of course, I can be perfect, but, no, but, like, I can't be perfect, it's okay if I get, like, a B or two, like, just do the best I can. And ending it and not having that 4.0 set until finals week, knowing I had a 4.0 and I just had to keep it, then I, like, stressed a little bit about it. But, like, not intentionally doing it, but getting it because I was in a place that was good. I was happy. I'm in a program that I absolutely love. I'm in a school I absolutely love. Like, just doing everything. It was a perfect, like, cherry on top, per se. And, like, the perfect way to end my year because it's, like, I started this year kind of in the dumps a little bit, and I'm ending this year better than I have ever been, more happy than I've ever been, and I never thought it was possible, kind of thing.
Doc.
My final one will be this podcast.
Aww.
Yeah, I didn't even get to that.
Oh, yeah.
Because for me, I've wanted to do a consistent podcast and talk about all sorts of different subjects and all sorts of things like that, and bumping into Alex at PAX, and he's like, hey, doing a website, we're going to do a podcast that goes with it, I'd like you to be a personality on it. And I'm like, dude, 100% down. And then he's given me a bit of creative freedom to kind of start doing the spinoff Lost in Games podcast or any other stuff. So just allowing to create content and do podcast stuff, which is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. I appreciate Alex, who's been able to help me follow through and delivering on those things. So that would be my big one, big finale. That's on a positive note and happy.
Sunny.
Okay, so it's not that I don't love the podcast, but I'm actually going with my trip to Arizona after I graduated as my final, like, happy, happy day one, which I wasn't originally going to talk about, but my boyfriend's parents invited me out to Arizona for spring break with him, and I went to Arizona, and we went to a baseball game, which was a first for me, and it was a lot of fun to just go have fun, because, I mean, on this podcast, for those listening, you've probably noticed that I work and volunteer a lot, and I don't really do a lot of me stuff occasionally. but I literally took a week where, even though I was doing interviews via phone for graduate school at the time, I literally just went to Arizona, and I had fun, and I read books, and I sat in a pool all day, and it was awesome, and then I went on adventures, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was my selfish week, I guess, and I really liked it.
Cool. Yeah. And yes, we're running long, but we're also going to talk about next year a little bit because.
I got stuff I got to do.
Unless we've got to run. Do we have to run? Because
we can just do it quick.
We're actually going to do an article probably about that.
I live every day in the moment. I don't plan ahead. I don't have anything to say on the topic.
Cool. That means we can be quick.
Yeah, cool.
My big one is, I talked about it a little last week, but it's I have a bunch of friends who are doing amazing things, like really incredible things, and it's been driving, and every few weeks, I'm like, oh, I'm not doing that. So this next year is me going, I can do that. Like, no, I'm going to catch up to all these people doing all these crazy ass things, and kind of like, I'm going to make myself be the person who I've actually wanted to be. Rather than the person I've kind of been, which means I'm going to stop trying to be lazy.
You're going to be the person that you deserve, but not the one that you need.
And this podcast is a big part of that. Like, you know, Extra Life was huge. Like, us doing Extra Life that way was awesome. And all these other things.
Recipes from it.
Yeah. But doing, you know, all this kind of stuff is the big thing for me. And so that's kind of my 2016 this year. And that means everybody's going to have to hold me to it.
I
will
yell at you.
Alyssa, anything?
Well, I don't know. I guess my 2016 is all, like, a lot of unknowns, which is something new for me because I plan everything and I always have my life, like, in order. But also, I have a lot of high expectations for myself, but I'm setting some really high goals. I have my sights set on some really, like, I want to get an internship this summer, and I want to try my hardest to get an internship at a really good place, and because I have goals to work in high places, and I am kind of career-orientating myself a bit, which is new, because, like, but now I'm at the point in my life where that's where I'm headed for the first time, and instead of going from school to school to school, I'm going from school to, like, career world. So yeah, I guess my 2016 is a mixture of unknown and reaching high places.
Cool. Doc, you live your life day by day?
Yep. Just day by day. Every week's a mystery. yeah.
I think you talked a little bit about what you wanted to do earlier.
Exactly. It's like, it's all about just, you know, having good relationships with people, having good friends, and as far as work, I'm just kind of, you know, just, I live my life as, like, just keep kicking ass on the projects that I'm doing, and good things will come from that. As long as I'm enjoying what I'm doing and doing my best at everything, then more opportunities will come along, or I'll find other things that I would want to apply for or do anything like that. It's just about really trying to give it your all every day, and that's what I try to do. I want to reflect on the end of the day. It's like, did I really kind of seize the day? And yeah, that's just kind of how I do it. I don't really plan, like, years ahead or anything.
Sammy?
Say it.
Well, that's, I mean, I don't, I do like to plan, but I don't try to plan for the entire year. Really, my goal, I guess, for 2016, well, like, there will be a resolution thing probably up there eventually. Well, two actually, because there's going to be the one article and then maybe there might be another thing. But really, like, 2016, I want to work on my job. I want to get my skill level up. And I would love to actually get into a graduate program, which is super difficult. But, you know, yeah, I might have a paper published with my name on it for psychology.
Which is bloody awesome if you're not familiar with academia and, like, grad program stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
cool.
Bloody stands for fucking.
Fucking.
Which Alex doesn't want to use American vernacular. He wants to be British a little bit.
I've been watching too much Doctor Who.
I don't know. Like, really, I just... People will see my New Year's resolution in the article that I have up coming up next Thursday, and they'll understand a lot more. But really, this year is, like, finishing some projects that I started, like, work, getting my skill level up, and hopefully getting into a program. But the rest of it is really, like, focusing on letting loose a little bit, I guess.
Oh, God, that's going to be scary.
She's going to be an independent woman.
I'm already an independent woman. I want a whip for Christmas.
All right, you're right. You're going to be a strong independent woman now.
Are you calling me weak?
Hey, last year when my dad moved into this apartment, I moved over about half of it on my own. So
she is a strong independent woman already.
No, it's really just like having more fun and not letting, because like it's important to fulfill your responsibilities, but it's also important to not let them overtake you constantly. And I know that I definitely am not perfect at that. So, yeah, I'm going to be working on just having a little bit more fun and going on a little bit more adventure-y type things, because with the job that I have, theoretically, I'll have the money to not make excuses about this stuff, but from the financial angle. So, yeah.
All right. So that was us. That was our 2015 and a little bit of our 2016.
Hopefully.
Let's do the usual. Liz, where can they find you online?
You can find me at my photography website, alyssap.com, alyssap.com.
That was a good voice. Doc, where can they find you?
They can find me on podcastlostinspace.com. Check out the new podcast coming out on the same thread, Podcast Lost in Games, hosted by yours truly. Follow me on Twitter, at Doc Von Derwin, and add me on Facebook if you want. I more of use that as like a friend kind of thing. Do you want to be my friend? I'd be your friend. That's it.
Trust me.
No, I won't. More of a friend that uses you for your skills rather than actually, yeah. See, Alex.
I'm good at that too. All right, Sunny.
Well, so I actually do have an Instagram, and there are two pictures on it.
Yay!
Well, share with the class.
Two more than I've got.
Ah, working on the teacher thing, Alex.
So, also I'm going to bop him upside the head, maybe with a bat. So it's SEAE789 at Instagram, and it's under Seneca. You'll see cats. There's you may actually get pictures of my adventure. This may actually pair really well with my resolution for this year. So.
See.
I'll shush you.
As always, you can find me at Redbreard on Twitter, REDBREARD. If you look up that or add a 242 to the end of that on just about anything, you'll probably find me because no one else is dumb enough to misspell it. And you can find all of our stuff at podcastlostinspace.com. We're PlissOfficial on Twitter, PlissOfficial on Twitch, Podcast Lost in Space on YouTube. You can email us at PlissOfficial or podcastlostinspace@gmail.com. And yeah, you can find us on iTunes and on any other podcast app.
We're places.
And it, actually, on iTunes, if you listen to us on iTunes, rate us, because if you can rate us, we can get on like the front page and be discoverable as a new podcast, even though we're 16 episodes in, which will be nice.
Yep.
We're actually doing things. We've been consistent.
Yeah. Thanks for watching or listening or whatever, however you manage to do this.
I'm hoping that they're listening because then they don't see the faces.
All right. Have a good New Year.
Happy New Year.
Goodbye, everybody.